Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Richard Holm is with us as usual on this Thursday. You can watch him tonight on Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB TV. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. It's 2018, and what a great year it's going to be.
Yes, and everybody wants to start the new year outright, so let's talk about, we talked about money earlier today, and let's talk about food. Let's get into food. Do you find that there is still confusion with all the information that's out there now about what to eat, what's good for you, what's bad for you, and people still are confused about what food is on the list and what should be crossed off?
Yes, there's a lot of confusion. It's hard to change what we've been teaching people for years and years. But the new big swing is that it isn't fat that's bad for you, it's sugar and the carbohydrates that are bad for you. Isn't that an amazing change?
Right. It isn't so much the fat. So how does that affect the choices that I make on a daily basis? Put that into context. What am I not worried about, and what am I worried about?
Actually, the bottom line is calories,
right?
And probably more important than eating more or less carbohydrates. If you think about it, there are three groups of food is only three things really. It's protein, it's carbohydrate, and it's fat. It's one of those three things, and we have for years said, cut down on the fat, which means that you have to increase your carbohydrate, which is sugar, or increase your protein, which always carries with it, often carries with it fat. The long and the short of it is we know that if you eat less, if your calorie numbers are under 2,000, you're going to be better off. You're going to live longer. A lot of good things are going to happen for you. And if you look at what is within protein or sugar or fats, 4 calories per gram in protein, 4 calories per gram in carbohydrate or sugar, 9 calories per gram in fat. And there's the rub, that you end up with too many calories if you do a fat-based food.
Sure.
But it isn't the fat itself that's bad for you. You've heard that, haven't you, all of this that I'm saying? Is this new to you?
No, you know, it's not, but I am on the list of people who get a little frustrated about, you know, now it's this, now it's not that, and it becomes difficult to sort through all the noise. So just go back to calories in, calories out every time.
Right.
That's
it. I really think that's it. If you learn to count calories and you looked at the calories that are in the food that you ate, you'd be a million miles ahead of most people, I think.
Right. How about eggs?
Eggs?
Where do eggs fall in this? That's protein, right?
It's the best protein that is made. It has all of the essential amino acids. It's one of the best healing foods that we have. And it has gotten a bad marks because it's the cholesterol that's in the yolk. But our body doesn't... It chews up that cholesterol. It doesn't raise your cholesterol. There's no data that says that egg causes heart disease. It does not. And it isn't the bacon either. So eggs and bacon are fine. Just count the calories within. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There it is.
And then what about, milk and dairy products? Those are protein and fat, right?
Yeah. Protein and fat and carbohydrate. You know, milk is actually is a overall good food, and it has calcium in it from a natural source instead of an extraneous source. So I'm a fan of calcium, but not calcium supplement. There's some data that is negative about calcium supplement. I'm a fan of milk because it's nutritious and it has a good things in it, including the added vitamin D that it has with it.
Can we get enough vitamin D from milk and our regular diet, or how do you feel about supplementing?
Yeah, I am as a rule, with the exception of vitamin D, as a rule, not a fan of supplementing. I would say get it in your natural foods. But as you know, if you live north of Omaha, you don't get enough sun, which mm-hmm. is your major source for vitamin D. Half of the year, you don't get enough sun to get enough vitamin D. If you're north of Omaha, so I'm as a rule suggest that all takers, everybody should be on some vitamin D. You know, somewhere between 800 and 2,000 is perfectly safe. It's an oil soluble vitamin, and so we have to be careful of vitamins A, D, E, and K, which are fat soluble vitamins, but because you can get too many of those. On the mm-hmm. other hand, the water-soluble vitamins, vitamin C and a variety of others, you just pee it out if you get too much. But the oil, A, D, E, and K, the fat-soluble vitamins, you can get too much. 2,000 is safe. So 2,000 international units of vitamin D a day is what I recommend, at least from when the days are shorter than the nights.
And what about for pale folk like myself who stay inside even in the, or, you know, dip themselves in sunscreen before they go out because, you know, I'll burn instantly. Do I need more or do I just need the same amount as everybody else?
You are kind of a redheaded blonde kind of a person, aren't you?
Pretty blonde,
You need probably less because you absorb it better, theoretically. Oh. But you soak in sunscreen and you never go outside, so you need vitamin D, Lori. So with that walk that you do every day, you should take 2,000 of vitamin D.
Yeah, I have many hats that cover as much of the skin as possible.
You know, you're at risk for sun damage. And
right.
It increased early aging of the skin from too much sun. So you really need the sunscreen, and that's been a wonderful thing for people who are Scotch Irish, blonde, blue-eyed, you know, redheaded people. But that's
right. All right. So what about extent? You know, you mentioned early aging, but what about just living long? What kind of, you know, food do we need to eat to extend our lives?
Well, I think that if somebody said, "What is the take-home message that you heard today?" My take-home message would be a balanced diet. That you would eat more fruits and vegetables, and that you would, in fact, vegetables is probably the key ingredient to a good, nutritious diet with less calories. And while you are at it, the most important key, really, more than anything else, is a regular walking exercise program. And with that, you know, a walking program and a balanced diet with not too many calories, you should live forever.
All right. Sign me up. Dr. Richard Holm.
There it is. I wanted to make sure that everybody remembers tonight our show is about depression in the elderly with Matt Stanley. He's a fabulous guest. I love to have Matt Stanley on the show because he's so knowledgeable and a psychiatrist with great credibility. So it's a wonderful fun tonight.
He has been on this show, and I feel the same way. He's only been on once, and I just can't wait to have him back. So definitely we'll tune in for that tonight on call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB-TV, Matt Stanley, Depression and Elderly. Dr. Richard Holm, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Lori. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.